Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Hello, Journey of You family, and welcome. Have you ever been on vacation? And I kind of want to preface that with, I know sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation, but a vacation where, even if it was a staycation, but just picture a vacation where you've had a chance to really rest and relax. It wasn't jam-packed with a bunch of activities where you were constantly going, 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 and you didn't get to really replenish, but where you went to sleep when you wanted to, you woke up when you wanted to. If you're like me and you were near a beach, maybe you got to have your feet in the sand and you got to read a good book. And, you know, every now and then you went and jumped in the ocean. You know, it was refreshing because maybe it was hot outside and that just kind of cooled you off. And then you came back out and sat down and did some more reading. Or if you enjoy writing, where's that spot that you're just like, oh, man, I love to sit here and write. Or maybe you like to paint or do some art or creative activity that in a certain place, like it really just helps you to flow when you're inspired and you just feel really good. Or if, you know, maybe you've had a really good massage or you've gone to the chiropractor and they've, you know, helped you to adjust properly. You know, think of those moments where you just feel like refreshed and restored and renewed and you're like, okay, well, let's go again. You know, maybe you were on a sabbatical or you had a long weekend. Just what is it that helps you? You know, maybe you went on a good bike ride or a hike. Like, those are the moments that I want you to think of as we talk about a refreshing today. Now, of course, there's nothing that can compare to being refreshed by God and, you know, the Holy Spirit. But thinking about those times of how it really recharges you and helps you to hit the ground running and keep going, or to push past or persevere, you know, those moments of refreshing are what I'm talking about. Mostly because it's been a rainy few days and sometimes, I mean, physically rainy, and sometimes the dreary weather and rain can cause a damper to our mood. It's normal, probably even expected, but it all comes down to our outlook. And so I'm sure you often heard the saying, April showers bring May flowers. Because of that, you know, we welcome the rain that we see in April. We know that it's going to produce something beautiful in the heart of spring, and sweet aromas and flowers and bright green leaves will be seen everywhere. But this time of year, when the leaves have changed colors and many cover the ground everywhere, leaving trees that are bare, it's not always easy to see the beauty. But when you stop and realize that ragweed, pollen, even the old is being washed away, you understand that new is still coming. We won't see it as quickly as we do in the spring because the flowers and leaves wouldn't make it through the cold of winter. And there are winter seasons in our lives that make it hard to see the beauty through the rain and storms of life, but there are still things to be thankful for. A couple of things that I want to point out, even just talking about the leaves on the ground or as they're falling to the ground, it's still very beautiful. I will say fall is one of the prettiest times of year because you've got red, green, yellow, green, orange, all these different colors that the leaves are. And it could be two of the exact same trees right next to each other, but they're colored differently. I think God's creativity is incredibly amazing. But it's nice to be able to walk outside and see that beauty. It's not something that any person, or, you know, could create. But it's able to take those things in and be like, wow, that's amazing. You know, going on a walk outside, just breathing in the fresh air and being thankful for those things that you could see. It's hard, you know, when all those leaves have fallen, they turn brown and they're covering the ground. And it makes you feel like it's just bare, which can be similar to those seasons in life. But if we didn't have rain, we would experience a drought. Nothing would grow. The rain replenishes our ponds, our rivers, our streams. It continually gives us water to drink, of course, through various forms and filtration processes, but it also can alert us of issues like leaks in the roof or our foundation. Water's a pretty vital and necessary part of our lives in more ways than one. And so the storms of life help to refine us. They help to push us closer to Jesus and depend on him for everything that we need. Just like when you take a shower to freshen up and start a new day. We've got to allow the rain to be that refreshing that we need to step back in, you know, and elevate the level of our perspective. Interestingly enough, the sun is still shining. It always is. It just happens to be hidden behind the clouds, but it's still there. Just like God is always there, even in the midst of the storm. And so while it may be storming, whether physically, you know, in the natural realm or supernaturally, in the spiritual realm, the sun is still shining. God still sits on the throne. And even if you can't see the sun with your eyes, you know that it's existing behind the clouds, just like God is right there. He's right there with you every step of the way. And so being able to look around at the beauty around you, the beauty of life, the beauty of his creation, just the beauty in all the things that he is, who he is, and who he's been to you in your life, and allow that to be your refreshing. In the natural state, going to bed on time every day, you know, waking up at the same time each day, spending time in your word and journaling, writing down what you're grateful for and what are those big three things you need to focus on for today. Those things will help you to be continually refreshed when you can't get away for a vacation or you can't go do your favorite activity right now. What are those ways that you can continually and consistently have that refreshing? You know, reading God's word and praying and allowing Him to pour into you. You know, scripture tells us he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. As you're pouring out to others, you've also got to make sure to keep your cup full too, so that you can be refreshed. Because you can't run or pour from an empty vessel. And so you want to make sure that you have that refreshing regularly. And that happens by staying connected to God and his word, and then taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You've got, excuse me, to prioritize you. That way you can be refreshed. Are you going to feel refreshed every single day? Absolutely not. Completely not even humanly possible. So let's throw that out right now. But the more and more that you do it consistently, the more and more you'll see the results from it and you will feel better. You'll be more productive. You'll be able to get more things done. You'll be able to keep that fresh perspective where you're looking up. You're shifting your mindset, you're elevating the level of your perspective so that you can see the bigger picture and focus on the things that God has called you to do more so than the rain and the storms that are happening all around you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for being our refreshing. We thank you, Father, for the rain, for the sun, for the storms, Lord. We thank you for the refining process. We thank you for the things that are being washed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. Thank you, Father, for the different seasons in our lives. Thank you for helping us to be refreshed no matter what season it is, Father, internally and externally. Thank you, Father, that we can rest in and trust in you and that you walk with us each and every step of the way. I pray over each and every person listening, Lord, that whatever storms they may be facing right now or rainy days that are on the horizon, that you help them to be encouraged and uplifted, that you empower them, Lord, to know that they can still keep going, that it won't always be sunshine and roses, but that Even after the storm, your rainbow's always right there as a promise to us, Lord. Thank you that your promises are yes and amen, and that you're continually showing us who you are and the love that you have for us. I ask that you meet each and every person right where they're at, Lord. Help them to know that they are not alone, that you are right there with them, Father, and that you're walking through it, Lord. Sometimes probably even carrying them through it, Lord, but that they are not alone. Thank you for being the refreshing today, Lord. Breathe on them, Lord. Help them to feel your presence, Lord. Wrap them in your loving arms, Lord, and remind them that you are there with them at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in today. I pray that you find time to sit just for a few moments and allow God to be your refreshing today, and that you just continue to lean into Him no matter what life brings your way. Know that God is there and you can be refreshed in Him and that you are worth it. This is your journey. It's where your life begins. Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.